CBB presents.
It's overcast today, almost as if the universe is crying, not with rain, but because it's the end of Pisces season. The nicest season is Pisces season. Dreams are coming to an end. It's back to reality, unfortunately. The Ides of March, they don't just hide the death of a dictator. They hide the death of our dreams. Return to the regular calendar. Sad to say, but that's what it is.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
I'm here with the crew, Stuart Knox.
Big ups.
Amber Pusateri.
Let's get it.
And unfortunately, Carissa Baracus.
Do up. Stop it up.
No.
Do up. Tibby do bop. Do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually.
Stop do. Yeah, yeah.
I've never known someone who didn't know the lyrics to Mbop.
Skirt. Stop it up.
Started it. I was like, this is going to. It's gonna, I like the first people to get canceled from behind a paywall. And then it's Mbop. Did it up.
Jenga.
In an Mbop, it's gone. And in hindsight, what a beautiful message.
Yes, that is what Pisces is in an Mbop. It's not there.
Yep. What was that 20, 25 years ago? And that went by in an Mbop. Hope those boys are doing all right.
I pray for them every day, to be honest. Are they okay? What is their hair doing?
How many Hansons can you name?
I think I can name all 9 of them.
There were 9 of them?
Yeah.
I thought there were 3.
No, because of child labor laws, they had to have 3 of each.
Oh, so they had like 2 sets of backups.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they would use them all each in 8-hour shifts.
Morning appearance Hanson, afternoon appearance Hanson, yeah. And then the Hanson that usually did the shows. Yeah. Those are the ones we
the
knew.
Third shifters. The third shifters. The ones that we knew.
Exactly. But,
you know, if you're watching TRL, you can tell that there's different Hansons.
Well,
there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Some of them are little girls.
Some of them are Chinese, and some of them are the Olsons. Yeah. So,
oh yeah, no, most of them are the Olsons.
They had a full baseball team worth of kids, though.
Oh, nine, yeah. Of them. 9 of them.
Yeah, you could put in the Hansons on a diamond.
Did you have... yeah, where do we put all the Hansons on a diamond?
Well, so there's Taylor.
Taylor, Tyler.
Tyler.
Tyverson.
Taylor, Tyverson.
Tyverson.
Yep. White Tyverson.
Trevor.
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 No. Tiger.
Tiger.
White. Trevor, no. He was a Hanson.
No, you wouldn't.
What's that?
You wouldn't.
No, Trevor Noah was a Hanson.
Oh, I thought you said you'd never know.
You'd never Trevor Noah who was a Hanson.
You'd never Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah, he's cute enough to be a Hanson.
That's no, you wouldn't. Sorry,
interrupt. Whoa, Stu's going for clapper this early in the pod.
You know, I was agreeing with you, though. I wasn't calling you out. I was actually agreeing. I was going, no, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that Tiger was a Hanson.
Okay, good. I'm checking that box. We talked about the Hanson brothers. So we can move on from there. We could either take a call or riff on another 90s super group.
Super. Super.
No,
group.
We haven't talked about Stu getting his colors done.
Oh, yes.
That's true. That's on my clipboard,
you
too.
Paid
you got to check that box.
$400 for that.
That's
right?
A lot of money, Stu.
I did. Well, that was on Shanice's recommendation. She said that style wise, I dress anti colors for me. Like I'm always wearing the wrong.
They clash.
You're swimming upstream. You're going against the grain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But not on purpose. But, and I do wear, ironically, a lot of salmon. So yeah, I went and got my colors done.
What are you?
Color me mine.
The pottery.
They have a little side booth in this pottery studio where they do your colors.
Yeah, it's now called colors you mind.
Do you mind?
colors you, buddy.
Now we all know what getting your colors done means. But for some of the listeners behind this paywall and their families who are sitting around the fire listening to our fucking good stuff.
Behind the paywall.
Yeah, remind our families behind the paywall what getting your colors.
As Amber once said, behind the paywall.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding, and it became less clear as I left, but they basically they they determine what colors would look good on you based on your complexion, your eye color, your hair color. The way they do it here is very much Naked Attraction.
Oh.
Where they reveal you from the waist down. No. And they tell you some of your colors. Nude, of course.
They do the bottom half first.
Oh, that's like, right.
Well, on the bottom half, he's a summer.
Yes.
Right. And he wears gold. But yeah. The top half.
He's a winter.
Based on his genitalia, I love these Nike blue and white Air Force Ones on his feet. And it's all the
you
people.
You keep shoes on.
You do, yeah.
Just to give them an idea of this color story. Yeah.
And the people, so it's all the people from the pottery studio. They take a break from the pottery stuff, and then they gather around, and they see your naked reveal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They paint you, and then they stick you in the kiln.
Kiln?
Kiln.
Hey, behind the play wall, it's the kiln.
What is it? What is it?
Kiln.
N? Kiln?
I'm about to kiln you.
You're kilning me with that. I have been saying kiln my whole life, and nobody said a thing to me.
Really?
You guys are fucking dead to me, by the way.
To be honest.
The fact that I've been walking around saying kiln.
Amber Stew, that's on me. I know we've had, like, we've let Carissa say that, and then we've gotten together and, like, just clowned on her about it. I can't believe
I can't
that.
Believe this shit.
That inside joke comes to an
end. I know, we shouldn't have called it out. That's I mean, there's me. Still other stuff. We don't have to talk about the rice on her lips still.
Yeah.
Or the parsley in her teeth.
She's always got tzatziki in the corners.
Do you guys want any
that's
of the...
That's tzatziki in the corners.
That's me.
That's tzatziki in the spot. Why?
Coming off my pita.
And that was after Blair Witch Project, right? That we were like, well, you keep tzatziki in the corner of rooms, and Blair Witch will never
come. Don't keep tzatziki in the corner.
By the way, the witch says that that's absolutely not true.
What?
The witch says that tzatziki in the corner doesn't work, and in fact, she's Greek. So
yeah.
She is,
which is not any sort of ethnic statement. The witch happens to be Greek.
That's
she
right.
is not a witch because she's Greek, and she's not Greek because she's
actually
a witch.
She is. You know what this? She really is though, because I talked to her. She's Albanian Greek Orthodox from the border of Greece and Albania, just like my family.
Wow. Oh,
so we really bonded over that.
I thought you and the witch had something in common.
That's cool. Oh, so that's why the witch's favorite movie is About Last Night, starring Jim Belushi.
We love the Belushis, both of us. We are obsessed with them. I love Jim. Personally, I love everything Jim does, especially the commercials for Albania. I don't know if you've seen them.
Now, according to Jim, those are some of the best commercials
How
ever
dare
made.
You? Okay, we behind the play wall today.
It's him walking through, like, you know, sandy dunes, kind of with little shrubs, going, Albania. And then an eagle flies like, directly over his head.
Is there any acknowledgement in it that, like, this is the best we could get? Like, is there anything in the spots that's like, Albania, look, here's what we have. It's Belushi.
They go, Albania, because we couldn't get Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa wasn't famous yet, to be fair.
She probably was.
No way. These are older commercials. Jim Belushi was at the height of his powers. I won't have this slander.
You know I love Jim. You know I love Jim.
Are you in any way related? Like, are you closer to Dua Lipa clan or Belushi clan, would you say?
I think I'm half and half, because obviously you can tell my looks from Dua Lipa. My voice, Dua Lipa. My body, Dua Lipa.
Voice.
My dance moves, Dua Lipa.
So go back, do the back 15 seconds and re-listen to that, everybody, but replace Belushi in your head. That's what you're saying, and that's true.
My intellect... Belushi.
Belush.
My sense of humor. Belush.
personality, Lelouch.
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 We love the Lelouch, don't we?
Like a Lelouch.
We're feeling Lelouch tonight, baby.
From Tzatziki in the corner to Baba Ghoulish, we're hitting all the local Mediterranean restaurants.
Baba Ghoulish. I do have Tzatziki in the corners because I had souvlak previously. I souvlaked it up. I asked you guys, I texted you, I said, you want gyros?
Gyros?
You want gyros from souvlak?
You guys want souvlak or you want gyros? No silence. No one responded.
Silence. I did text back. Silence.
But that's just because ink?
You don't like being interrupted when you're watching your Scorsese movies.
Nope.
Uh-uh. Specifically, Silence, starring Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver.
Specifically, Silence. Silence.
You love Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you love him.
I want to. You know me. Monday night with Andrew Garfield eating lasagna. That's my dream. Those are my goals in life. I want to.
So Monday night's exciting because that's Garfield's favorite time of day because Monday's almost over. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. And here we are toasting to a Tuesday. Probably I'd be in New York. I'd be at Frankie's Spontino 457 eating Italian food. Lasagna, please. Two lasagnas for myself and Andrew Garfield, who will be arriving shortly. To celebrate Monday's turn into Tuesday, a weekly occurrence, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. And the waiter, I would pay the waiters to only meow. They could only meow.
What do you expect that to run you?
I don't know. I mean, in this fantasy, money's not an object.
Okay.
So I'd ask the waiter, I'd be like, what bills you got to pay? Let me pay your bills for a week. Just like a Honda commercial on the radio.
Damn.
Yeah.
You should do that for K-Suck.
Really?
You should do like a giveaway.
What, you had a giveaway recently?
Yeah, but Gerald paid for it, and I was like, "That's not the point, y'all." I'm sorry. Just saying his name is pissing me off so bad. You know how I was trying to get the liquor license for Lids?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you one guess. Who fucked it up?
Oh my God, who could it be?
Carissa, I mean, context clues.
Who could it be? Jeez.
Chris is going to be Stu? Like, oh, the county commissioner.
Was it Stu?
No, Carissa.
That feels like it was Stu for some reason.
Rewind like 5 seconds into Amber's story.
Who could it be?
She said she couldn't even say Gerald's name without being angry.
Maybe like your sister? I think it's Stu. I'm going with Stu. It was Stu.
Final answer.
Stu.
Survey says...
Gerald's ass.
Oh, because he. Okay.
But I do believe you had something to do with it.
No.
He said that a small creature had come up to him and said, look how many hats I'm piling on top of other hats. And so he started trying to do it too. And we were, doing the test run of all the drinks and stuff. And you guys were there. His dumb ass comes stumbling in. All the hats are stuck on his head again because he's piled too many on top. And then I see this little gremlin roll through, taking all the hats.
It's not my fault that he has a really big head.
No, but you knew he had a big ass head and you still tricked him into doing that.
I just thought, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're already correct.
You're obviously opening the lids. It's going to be a bar/restaurant/lids.
Yeah.
I love that for you. I love that for us. But we need some entertainment, eatertainment, if you will. I thought, who's one of the funniest people I know? Gerald. Mark was taken. Mark's busy. So Gerald's absolutely one of the funniest people I've ever
Two things that have never been said back to back.
I would watch their stand-up comedy, both of them. They make me laugh.
It would be just fine next to bumping mics on the Netflix feed.
What the fuck is bumping mics?
You don't know bumping mics?
No.
Dave Attell and Jeff Ross stand up and say mean things to each other, and then they bump their mics to cheers every time they do it.
No.
But you know the type of roast comedy that's like, you're bald and fat.
Let's try it. Let's try around.
Carissa, this isn't going to end well.
Let's try one.
It's not going to end well.
Stu just got his colors done. What'd you get? Loser?
You can't slap your own mic.
I don't like roasting because I don't have a My pet, I can't go the speed limit in a roast. I'm either not driving or I'm going full speed.
Oh, you have hurt all of our feelings deeply before.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Then why were you crying?
No, that was, I had a really spicy, I ate like a burrito and I touched my eyes and I also touched my vagina. It was like on fire. So it was making me cry.
You were masturbating after a burrito?
Yeah. Like I usually do. I love being full when I come.
Jesus Christ. Let's take a call. Like being like- We can't. No, we're going to take a call. We need to. Let's just think about what we've been saying. All right, Carissa, I'm looking at you.
What? Did I say something?
While we listen to a caller.
Hey, Andy, what's up? So I saw this really cool pillow on Instagram. It's shaped like a butt, and it just looks comfortable. I don't know. It just looks like comfortable to like lay on. And I kind of mentioned it in passing when I was sitting with my partner. I was like, this looks pretty cool. And then they said, please never get one of those. Actually, they didn't say, they just said never get one of those. So I was just wondering, what do you think I should do? Yeah. So thanks. And I think Mark Padovano sucks. And I want to lay in an ass pillow. Bye.
It's Randy. Don't know how you got the number to this. Know the show. That's called Hey Randy.
Hey, Andy.
And you call and say, Hey Andy.
I think he thought he was calling into three things with Andy Richter.
So his three things were the ass pillow. His partner not liking the ass pillow and Mark sucking.
That's okay. Pretty good.
Which is usually the third thing on Andy Richter's three things.
Mark sucking.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh, how have we never said that before?
I don't even like to mention tech billionaires around him. You won't get a word in edgewise for 45 minutes.
Wait. Even with a meta joke like that? See what I did there?
Haven't you noticed when he talks about Elon Musk, he just calls him E. Like they're really close.
Which is really difficult because he also calls Kevin Connolly from Entourage that. So you never know who he's talking about.
You never know which E he's talking about.
Well, this caller, I think that you absolutely should get this pillow. Pillows are meant to, even if they're novelty, especially if they're novelty, they're meant to give you a little bit of joy in your life. For example, I once got a Tom Petty pillow that I ordered off Etsy. Carissa was furious with it. She didn't like the artist's interpretation of the
ugliest pillow I've ever seen in my life. I'm not even exaggerating. The ugliest
still
pillow.
Up on my Instagram, I believe, and I disagree.
One of the ugliest pillows. I don't know how I finally got him to get rid of it, but I did.
I don't know that I've seen the Tom Petty pillow, weirdly. Is it his face or is it Tom Petty themed?
Is it a body pillow?
No, it was an artist rendering of Tom Petty.
On a pillow.
I would say in my colors.
Pale summer.
For a couch. And yeah.
It's comfortable because you don't have to sleep like a refugee.
Don't get me started. Don't do me like that. So I'm going to listen to my heart. And the waiting's going to be really long for all of you before I...
I want to hold your hand. Respect.
That's the only way to get me to stop. I think this guy should go for it. Face down in a butt pillow? Do it.
I wonder why the partner has a problem with it. But I have, you know... My boobs were used as a like a model for a neck pillow for like a plane. Longest titties in the town, bitch. Yes, two sad eyes. Let's get it.
If anyone listening gets a chance, when you put your head between Amber's tits,
honey,
it's one of the comfiest things I've ever felt in my entire life. I could sleep like that.
Those sold out. Yeah.
Well, the way you thought of it is strangers next to you on planes would fall asleep face in your tit. You know, sometimes they fall on your shoulder. Right. You would get full on.
And I'd say most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
Faceful.
Yeah. And people would always be like, that was the best sleep I've gotten. And my bulge disc from C3 to C4 is fixed. So orthopedic.
Yep. Magic titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's truly magical titties. Like I've never slept like that. In my entire life.
If you put your face or head in Amber's tits, you gotta get some good sleep.
Foxworthy? I didn't think I'd bring this up because it's come up and I forced it into three conversations this weekend.
Oh, no.
But it's almost organic to ask. Do you all know, or what would you guess an average boob weighs?
Mine? 20 pounds.
Never mind.
Well, no, this is fascinating because also I want to ask my body's
90
too.
Pounds.
Average boob?
Just one or the set?
Or one. Or you could say, like, what's the range? Because I couldn't have guessed a boob weight before I Googled this.
This is just the titty. It's just like one titty on its own.
Yeah, it's not the ribs holding it up. Good question, Carissa.
Damn. You know what? You know, that was actually really mean, Randy, because my tits, as you know, are connected to my ribs and my back. So when you say stuff like that's actually really offensive.
But that was an elective surgery.
Yeah.
No one told you to do that?
I wanted more cushion.
Where?
My back.
Well, my guess is 1.75 pounds.
Average.
Yes, average.
1.75?
I'm going to guess
5.
4.
5. At least 5.
It's between 0.5 and 2 pounds.
Wow. No. Who's in the range? Randy's in the range.
Once again, fellas know female anatomy more than women do. Good Boom. Job, Randy.
Oh, my God.
What can I say? These hands, they've known a lot of average titties.
Well, you guys know I was born with tits.
Full set of teeth and tits.
I came out with tits and the doctor was like, whoa.
Came out tits first. They were like, this head's got a nipple on it.
They're like, wow, these are incredible. She's going to be a supermodel.
Oh, they liked them right away.
Yeah.
I've seen baby pictures of you and I thought you had that little helmet that shapes them on there because they came out a little bit like.
Well, split. Yeah, I needed a couple of years wearing the helmets to get them fully like the way that they should be.
They were
like,
too
shaped.
Flat. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's mostly just because I've had them for so long. Like if you think about it, I've had tits for my full 21 years of being on this earth.
Is that your Mein Kampf?
Mindful
21 years of tits.
I'd put that on Trump's bedside table before mine came.
So obviously I'm at higher risk of saggage coming into my 20s and on. So that's why I had to wear those helmets on my tits.
Because the helmet, and for the listeners, just visualizing this, we're talking about novelty baseball helmets that you get soft serve ice cream in at baseball games.
GQ.
Yeah, because they hadn't invented those helmets that shape the baby's heads yet.
Yeah. So
but I would be wearing those if I could.
Chris's boobs look like the inside of a novelty catcher's helmet with a nipple.
Yep.
Wait, I have an unrelated question, but I do got to know. Let's talk about standard sushi, right? I'm not talking about a dragon roll.
This is good.
Yeah, okay, I'm not talking about a dragon roll. I'm talking about just a standard, like, let's say a spicy tuna, right?
Yeah.
And let's say there's eight pieces in one roll. How many rolls would it take to actually get like crazy full?
Whoa.
Where you're like, I can't eat another bite.
Well, I feel relatively educated in this because me and Randy would go to You Like It Sushi.
Right.
Which is all you can eat. Our whole thing would be that we would have to eat four times the price of how much it would normally cost before we left.
Right.
So it's like $20.
That's where
we'd
have
to eat
value.
$80 worth of sushi.
Yeah. Right.
While the waiter is in your face the entire time saying, yeah, you like it.
Oh, I thought it was, you like it? You like it? No, it's, you, yeah, you like it.
You can say that. I can't say that.
I stopped going there because of that guy. Now I go to Sushi Pussy.
Susie Pussy.
Susie Pussy.
Which is like Horton here's a pussy. It's
Horton. And the woman's like, Horton, eat the pussy. Don't listen to it. God damn it. I'm waiting to see you. Oh, so. Pussy in the head. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. So how much? Well, yeah, based on our calculations. That's probably what a roll was like between $8 and $10, right?
Yeah, and we'd eat 10 of them to get to 80, but we'd be stuffed. The guy would really be yelling, "You like it?" in our faces by about I'd say $50, which is about eight of them.
50 to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
eight rolls.
Five.
Each.
So that's 5 8-piece rolls. Yeah. By the time we were getting into the 40 to, what is that? 40 to, yeah, 8-piece. 40.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking four. Mm-hmm. Solid four. No prob.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Just kind of waiting for Andy to finish that math there before we move on.
No, no. It's taking way too long.
You eat the sushi. I feel like every time we've gotten sushi, you just sit there and like chug the soy sauce and eat the wasabi.
Yeah, I make the little soup and then I drink it. But
I don't know what happens when she gets the damn wasabi on her hands.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, and then I get it in my pussy. My pussy's on fire. But that's why I like going to Sushi Pussy, because they have those cloths. They have the hot towels.
Oh, cloths. I thought you said cloths. Throw them in the kiln.
Yeah. I will say, I'd say to feel like really like sick stuffed, you're saying? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just got to go home and lay on my tummy.
On your tummy?
Yeah.
When it hurts?
When it stops, I lay on my tummy.
Yeah. No, I lay other way, back.
Well, no, because now when we do it, because we do this every Monday night, we'll go to Half Price Sushi Night or, yeah, whatever the deal of the week is. Because no Italian place, because Lots of Pasta, That's a Pizza, discontinued their lasagna, so I don't go there on Monday nights anymore. with Stu in a Spider-Man outfit. Hey, you got to speak your goals into existence, you know?
I think I was a real homie for doing that with you.
He let me do his hair, too.
One time I came and I was in the Spider-Man outfit, but I was doing the voice of Andrew Garfield in Angels in America. It did not go over well.
That flopped. I was pissed. So the waiter's meowing at us. I'm like, stop. It's not. No. Yeah, I'd say seven rolls where I'm like, I got to go home, lay on my stomach and point a fan at my face.
Wait, who's laying? Why are you laying on your stomach when you're that full? It don't make no sense.
Yeah, the I don't know. The pressure helps the feeling of like something is getting done there. I don't know why. Mm. I need something to push on it.
Oh, I know Shanice is not sleeping over that night.
Mm-mm. No way. Stinky, stinky town.
No, yeah, she won't come over on Monday nights. Mostly because there's a big wardrobe change, but and then I also stink.
You can just see that. I mean, that's
and like, then I also stink.
Two rhinos moving around each other, both of us stuffed to the brim, me trying to get the Spider-Man outfit off of Stu.
Fan both of us, full blast.
Both of us groaning. Mm. The fan blowing our methane leaks all over the apartment.
Why do you ask, Amber? What's your do you feel like how did this come up?
I just saw it on a show where these women who I know don't eat a lot were just like, oh, I'm just stuffed eating too much sushi. I'm like, how much could that be? Because I could really go in. So I was just shocked.
How much do you think that for you would be good?
10 rolls.
10 rolls would be like sick.
Yeah.
I'm stuffed to the brim.
Yeah.
And how many would be like, oh, I'm full. But I got a lot of rolls in.
I got my fill.
Probably four.
Four.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Six more rolls.
You could do six more after you felt.
When there's a will, there's a way.
That's true.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I would say if you do get too full, nothing sounds better to Stu and I than lying face down with a fan pointing straight at our head. And our face firmly pressed into a butt pillow.
I mean, honestly, get the butt pillow. I don't know if we've like told this person enough, get the freaking butt pillow.
Get the butt pillow.
But if your partner decides that it's really ugly and gets rid of it, that's okay. That is allowed.
I knew you did that to my Tom Petty song. Let's take another call.
Hey, Randy. It's Becca from Boston. Hi, Stu. Hi, Amber. I'm calling because I've been single for almost 2 years now. I was in a relationship for almost 7 years. My ex is actually behind the paywall, but knowing him, he's probably like months behind on this. So hello to Mono in the future. I am trying to get back in the dating game, but the apps suck. I'm like not having any success. And I'm wondering if you guys have any suggestions on, like, how to meet someone in this day and age. I do a lot of community theater, and that's, like, my only extracurricular thing. And I'm just not meeting a lot of straight men there. So, yeah, I would just love to hear anyone's advice. Mark Pagano, go fuck yourself. Okay, thanks, guys. Love you so much. Bye.
Becca.
Becca from Boston. That's a Boston accent.
I literally didn't hear. Well, first of all, I don't really like Becca.
Issa.
With the whole Issa. Barely saying my freaking name.
Issa.
Clearly she's really jealous. But that's okay. Lots of girls are.
I'd say you got to go to your community theater and put on the most hetero play ever.
Neil LaBute's Fat Pig.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, if that's a real thing, I guess put that on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It is? That's a real play?
Yes, it's a play about a man coming to terms with the fact that he cannot date an overweight woman because of his own biases.
I thought that was The Whale.
Is that what Shallow Hal is based on?
Yeah, it's the classic Hollywood story where they took a dramatic, slightly comedic play and just made it too silly.
Yeah.
I hope they do that with The Whale.
Yeah, put on The Whale.
Yeah,
I think straight guys love The Whale.
Yeah, straight guys love The Whale.
Oh, have they done a play version of Boondock Saints?
That would be good. Okay,
I guess we know what we're going to do next year.
At Twisted. Yeah. Wow. Wait, by the way, we haven't said Twisted. We have a date.
We have a date.
Yes.
We're not going to say it yet.
No?
No, we'll announce the date online.
Well, we're going to announce the date online, everybody.
Just a little
even
tease
though I want to say it right now.
But the witch got in touch with us in between pounding bowls of tahini hummus.
Tahini, no. Gyro.
Gyro.
Gyro soup.
And souvlaki. The witch had us over. The witch was making spanakopita for their own birthday, I guess. And was like.
She was making liqueur.
She was making liqueur.
She was making pastizio.
And then had hidden a favor inside the spanakopita liqueur. And that had the date of Twisted Fest.
It's very nerve-wracking to do dinner with the witch.
Oh, yeah.
Because the witch invites her husband, and he's a little bit, like, awkward, and you kind of don't know how to engage with him. And it's, yeah, it's like, you know, you don't, it's hard to really relate to the witch, I would say. Yeah.
It feels like dinner for schmucks, but they're the schmucks.
Dinner at schmucks?
Dinner, but the witch mugs. Is fiercely protective of her husband.
Yes.
So even if he doesn't see this light, she'll pick up on everything.
Yes, which is something you can relate to with Gerald.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He is totally oblivious to all his slights, yeah. But you see what everyone's
people
saying.
People will
to him.
Straight up dip pants him and he'll be like, whoa, where'd that gust of wind come from? A banana peel.
Yeah, he's a schlemiesel and a schlemazel, right? Yeah. He spills the soup on himself.
And it's not even soup.
Schlemiesel. It's
just- He is. He's both.
Schlemiel.
It's not even soup.
Schlemiel and schlemazel. I got it, okay? I got it. Don't
kill him. Kill him and schlemiesel. I forgive you for not knowing your Yiddish.
What
as
is
well.
It? What is it?
Kilm. What were we talking about here? Oh, before the Twisted Fest thing, which exciting tease.
How can this wonderful listener find, dating opportunities with straight men in Boston?
So, yeah, theatrical production of Boondock Saints, and maybe then they'll remake, they'll do the Producers or the Color Purple or the Mean Girls thing where they'll remake a Boondock Saints movie off of the play that you did.
And they won't tell anyone it's a musical until they get into the theater and they realize it's actually a musical, and then they have to decide if they're going to walk out or not.
I love guns. This is my brother. That's our dad. We're shooting the guns.
Oh, shit.
Who are the villains? Uh-huh. We don't know the villains.
Let's get it all.
It is about
are they Irish?
How much we love guns.
All right.
Yeah, Slanche.
Slanche.
But a lot of Irish people, you can't tell they're Irish when they're singing. I didn't know Bono was Irish.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about his daughter? Bono's daughter?
Is that somebody I should know?
Yeah. She had a GoFundMe for her independent film.
Really?
Even though her dad's Bono. I donated. I gave a lot of money.
Surprised you had any money left after the Zach Braff one.
I gave so much to Zach. God, I didn't
wish even, I were here.
It was such a good movie. Literally every choice. As good or better than Garden State. The second half of Garden State.
Watch out. When he and Florence were together, they had a joint CBB World account.
No.
On the paywall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you can say joint Flo. Bank account. Ms. Flo.
Ms. Flo.
Ms. Flo.
Ms. Flo.
Ms. Flo.
Ms. Flo. You know, I as a guy who's in a great relationship right now, it's hard for me to think of where women should meet men who would be good options. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Randy, because I don't. You know, we go to the bar, but that's with the guys. Yeah. You don't really want to have like some girl cock block you from hanging out with your friends.
I see you guys at the bar all the time.
Yeah, right. No, that's what I mean. We're at the bar, but we're like hanging out, you know, we're playing darts, we're playing pool,
right?
Playing snooker.
We're chopping it up.
And I'm like, stay away from those two. Don't you dare go talk to them.
Yes, you are kind of pushing women away and they think you're like our security guard.
I can tell when she's tracking my Boost phone. That's why I leave it at home.
Yes, because she can literally track your location on that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you do that. She still finds us because we only go to one bar. Well,
I have it tracking on Stu's phone too, just so I know where Randy is.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I put a tracker in your in your underwear that you don't take off.
Oh, Stu.
Wait, oh, Stu.
Amber, have some empathy. He's been fooled.
But not just in the underwear. Stu, that's boozled. Funky.
Now, you have to put it on your face in the morning and go like, hey, no problem. Or if there's a problem, you flip it around. And then you put that side to your face. And once there's a problem, you wash it.
Hey, okay. No problem.
Stu, you're making me look bad for defending you a second ago.
There is a problem.
There ain't no problem.
I said when there's a problem, you turn it around.
And I'm telling you, it is a problem. Oh, my God. Can I just give Becca just one tip? Don't try to make the environment where you work, work. Mm. Because then you're going to start dating people that are not a right fit, and you're going to start feeling lucky to date these fools. You're going to be like, actually, this stage manager isn't weird. They're actually great. No, the place where you need to go is find yourself a grocery store with a hot bar. Okay, you go there towards the end of the day. You make a little quip about, oh my gosh, look at this skin on top of the au gratin potatoes. You have a little laugh. You find yourself in the little grocery aisle, and then you say, hey, this is crazy. Would you want to hang out sometime?
That's damn. Really good.
That's how
really
you do
good. The hot bar, because all those like hot jocks like getting done at the gym or hitting up the hot bar post-workout.
That was so good. I could hear, as you were talking about that, I could hear sex sounds starting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Intercourse.
Yeah, that's, me too.
That was just my phone ringing.
Oh, please put it on silent.
Yeah, when you get phone calls, it's like when I listen to like rap albums when I'm driving with somebody like from the 90s, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that someone's coming for half of the song.
New suburban really truck is. With the porno show later. Up and down and
it's
up
like
and
some
go.
Girls like,
it was just another Tuesday in the club.
Yeah.
And it's always the woman making the sound. It's never the guy who's like, oh,
gonna be stomping in my Air Force One. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I have too much sushi.
I have another place that I think would be good. This I've been doing this
feel
recently.
Feel free to skip 30 seconds ahead.
This is what I like to do. Go out into a wealthy neighborhood. If you smell barbecue of any kind, you walk to the yard you smell the barbecue from. You pop into the backyard. You go, hello. There's going to be some kind of handsome, rich husband. Maybe he's probably married, doesn't matter. You go up, you're like, what's cooking today, big boy? Bam, you're invited to dinner. You become his mistress. You slowly chip away at the family dynamic, cut him away from his wife and his kids. Bam, you've got yourself a rich bachelor on your hands who can cook.
Wow, foolproof. Well,
see, that, remember, this is for if you have no moral compass, if you want to get involved with a married man, that, all that sort of stuff.
If you just skipped ahead to right here, you're going to want to go back.
I just like the tone was, hello, like you were invited and you've been waiting out there for 15 minutes.
Hello, like, can I get a turkey burger?
Yeah, well, Becca
big
from,
boy.
Becca hey, from big Boston. Boy. If you want a corrupt foundation for your next relationship, follow that advice. Otherwise, I'm going with Amber's advice. Whole Foods hot bar, post-workout session. Then you meet up in the, I don't know, the protein powder aisle or something like that. And like, oh, this is crazy. I just saw you at the au gratin potatoes.
Au gratin potatoes.
You know what? Do you like nice round numbers like 10? So here's my fucking digits. 10
Whoa.
Numbers.
Whoa.
Damn.
I thought you were going to say because you're a 10.
Oh, wow. See?
Maybe you tag that on.
Yeah.
And also, if you didn't like that first one, alt pitch, you're a 10.
alt pitch, you like eggs because they come 12 in the dozen.
I'm taking two out and I'm smashing them because you, sir, are a 10. And if you didn't like any of that, joke TK, just call the number or text me. I'd like to get together with you.
That's foolproof. Also, we have to say hi to Mono, her ex, who's behind the paywall.
You had a lot of curiosity if that's Mono Agapian of LA comedy fame. If it is, I'm glad you broke up because I don't think he'd be interested in you. a Greek king, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So
a descendant of the witch.
A Ray, mm-hmm. as they call them, Ray. Hooray.
Hooray. Let's take another call.
Hey, Randy and crew. I was the caller who came out to their parents' bye and had a really not-so-good time. So after I called into the show back in 2023, the situation developed and I ended up cutting ties with my parents for a few months as I got myself back together. Eventually, I reached out to my parents and we planned to reconnect for the first time. It was just a really weird coincidence because the episode with my call came out literally a couple days before that meetup happened. And the outpouring of support here on the pod and on the subreddit and CBB World Discord, it was like... It was like really mind blowing, and it really helped to give me an extra push of courage. Unfortunately, meeting my parents largely didn't go well. It was weirdly cordial and fine at first, but they ultimately just had zero remorse for how they acted and just replied with stuff that's probably a little too heavy for the pod. But I'm staying strong. I'm making sure that I'm practicing self-care and going out with friends. I just met some new friends, which is cool. And I'm just learning just not to put too much thought into what my parents think of me. I just wanted to give a huge thanks to the crew, to Mark, with every ounce of love and care in my heart. Fuck off. And to Carissa, I will absolutely take you up on your offer and pay you to Upper Deck and or Jackson Pollock my parents' toilet.
I offered that.
My credit card number is...
Yes, that is a White Castle follow-up for the ages.
Wow.
So happy to hear that you found a good community of people, a new community of people, new friends. That's fantastic. And for all the love coming from the Discord and all the other points in between of CBB World, that's really nice, you know, for sharing that. That was really courageous and brave. Mm-hmm. I know maybe some listeners want, you know, more Zoinks Boy, what do you put on your toast type voicemails, but every once in a while we get one where there's scandal and duplicity that is that deep. And, you know, hey, much love to you. You know, thanks for the follow-up.
Absolutely. And my offer does still stand. I actually have SIBO currently, so happy to come and Upper Deck that family toilet.
With a Jackson Pollock situation.
It will be a masterpiece, I promise you.
Yeah, we can also just take a picture of our toilet and send it to you, and you can forward it to your parents if you don't
want that's fun.
To fly Chris out.
Yeah, happy to take some pictures of my current situation, pack it up in a little envelope, and ship it to your parents.
That toilet has never been the same.
No.
Wow, I'm blown away. Here I am thinking we're just goofing behind the play wall. And look, And look, I'm so sorry that the meetup was disappointing, but what you're doing is courageous and brave, and I'm so glad that you know your worth. That is
amen.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Man, well, you know, when people close to you like that don't accept you, that's so disorienting. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're like, oh, I literally came up in the game with these people.
God, they're my damn, parents. That's true.
No, what's this up, is
no, Mark, this is terrible.
The worst possible it's timing. Right. The worst time. We're actually talking about
it's worse
something.
Than hell when people around you don't accept you into their group.
Oh. We don't accept you. Please leave.
I accept you, Mark. You know I have. I fight for guys like you, for kings like you every day.
Thanks. We need it.
I'm sorry. Do you have a nose ring in?
Yeah, septum.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Double, triple septum.
Oh.
Double.
It goes all the way up the nose.
Oh, come on.
That's, and you clearly haven't been able to blow your nose. You got dried snot just dripping into your mouth.
It's tzatziki, okay?
What are you talking about?
Ew. I saw you riding your e-bike with a grocery bag clipped to the damn septum piercing.
That helps carry the groceries.
Fucking maestro over here now.
Such a good movie. We haven't even talked about Maestro.
Yeah, wait. Mark, will you say that if you don't like springtime, you can't make music? If you don't like springtime, you can't make music.
If you don't like springtime, you can't make music.
Well, that's just exactly offensive.
Take out the piercing.
And then she's like this. She's like, oh, well, we all couldn't go. And I just couldn't even be there for another second. That's how good it is.
I'm taking out the piercing from Mark's nose. Yeah. Come here.
Don't.
Get that. Come here. Ow.
Fuck, man.
It's, oh, God. That was hard to watch.
I'm gonna wash my hands. I got blood and snot all over me.
Oh, it's tzatziki. I told you.
You owe me $35,000.
You got ripped off.
No, that's how much it's worth now because it's been in my nose.
No.
Then just take it back and sell it if you think it's worth that much. I'm washing my hands literally of this.
Wait a minute. Is this why you bid all that money on eBay for that toe ring that they said Ashley Simpson wore?
During her infamous SNL performance?
She wore it on SNL.
Yeah. It comes with a certificate.
You got ripped off, dude.
Dude, I have the certificate on me. Are you kidding me?
They say that's why her performance was so bad, because her toe was getting squeezed.
I know. It's actually kind of sad.
It is. It's really devastating. Really like,
I am waiting. My toe.
It's all rigged.
That's
anyway.
Why she did that hoedown dance.
Because of the toe.
Because the toe.
My all SNL toe. Is all written and rigged anyway.
Yeah, that's
it's all written out.
Yeah, right, the show, it is written.
Yeah, you guys, I know you think that SNL is improvised. It's not.
No, nobody said that.
It's
no
all written down.
No,
they have the cards.
We know that.
Even the monologue up front.
Right.
It's all written
just,
down.
They're not just talking. They're not
it's
just
well documented.
Even in the audience, they're all paid off.
Yeah, everybody's paid. Everybody is conspiracy. Lauren
is conspiracy.
I'll tell you, you have not felt uncomfortable until you have seen Mark and Carissa corner Beck Bennett at a Food Saver and tell him there's no way he made all that up.
I couldn't believe he had the nerve to show his face in public like that at a Food Saver. I was like, you better get back in to your whatever, like, cabal.
Beck Bennett seems like a very nice guy, and you both are grossly misinformed.
He was so polite. He let you talk to him for 3 minutes about how that show is not improvised.
I said, how dare you deceive us?
Yeah.
We've been watching it. Thing is, whose line is it anyway? Then I find out it's actually scripted. Unfair. Unprofessional. You deserve to be killed.
And then you said, you're making a Ryan mockery of this all. And then he had to say, I think you mean Colin mockery. And then you were just quiet for 30 seconds.
I know. I said, I can't Colin Jost about this anymore.
Wow. And then he got in his car and he drove away in Ryan Stiles.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
I think after that, he took a big Greg Proops.
He said, I said, we're not on it anymore. We're Moffitt. Alex Moffitt.
Yeah, we're good.
You guys got it?
All right, let's. Maybe we should, Drew, carry this onto another subject.
Who else?
Sarah squirming right now.
Yeah.
It's not even a real last name, but good job, Mark.
We're for
even
sure.
Even that's rigged.
work. It's not rigged.
They all change their names. They all change their names.
We're getting close to Mark's thing about Jewish celebrities who change the last name. No.
Real schlemiesel schlemazel situation. It's not even soup. It's not soup.
Well, for our caller, look, hey, we love you, buddy. We love you, pal.
We do.
And you know, hey, stick with it. You were being so brave and courageous. We're going to take another caller here. And
if you're ever in the hometown, you better come rest upon my long ass titties.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's an invite for you.
That's beautiful.
And that's an offer for you.
Is that an open invite? Or?
Bitch.
No, Mark.
Everyone here slept on him.
You sleep well. You know why? Ignorance is bliss.
Amber, he really likes you. And you still haven't, like, I mean, you haven't even let him lay on your tits.
Well, right. Why would I?
Because he likes you.
I know he likes me. Everybody fucking likes me.
I know, but Mark's like really serious about it. Like he's in love with you.
Well, I'm in a relationship.
I don't know. I think you should go for Mark.
I think we can make it work.
What are you doing here? Back up.
He stood up. That was like a really close face-to-face whispering conversation, and somehow he stood up and appeared in between their faces.
Yeah, Mark, we're going to lock you in the bathroom for a bit while we take this next call.
Fine.
Hey, Randy. The gang. My face is kind of scandalous. I'm a 42-year-old adult male, and I cannot grow a beard. And so... And I'm kind of like, I'm getting jealous. I look at other guys, but then I'm like, what do beards do? What's the deal with beards? Are they purely aesthetic? Do they feel good? Do you keep your face warm? Do ladies like them? Are they fun to kiss? Do guys like them? Are they fun to kiss? Can you help me out with beards and like, do they make sex better? I don't know. Again, never had one, so I'm feeling a little left out. Thanks. Bye.
Such a good call.
I have all the facts on this one.
Get back in the bathroom.
Beard facts.
Oh, wait.
Okay. All right. See you never. Not ready for whatever you got to say. You know, it's going to open my mind too much. No, fine. Let's just dive in. Mark, what do you think? Do beards make sex better?
Beards, no, but mutton chops, yes.
Wow.
And during economic down cycles, it's scientifically proven women are more attracted to facial hair and the rugged alpha man type.
That's proven?
It's proven, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for security reasons during like Bidenflation and all that.
That's why I want the president to grow out their beard before like running.
But then the chin is optional. So it's like the mutton chop is actually kind of the ideal specimen.
I like a mutton with a goatee. I think that's hot.
Ugh, so just like a couple, a stripe on either side separating the goatee and the mutton chops?
Yeah. I think that's so hot. So hot.
You should see Carissa at a Squirrel Nut Zippers concert.
You know she's sneaking a burrito in there, eating it during the concert and then going to town on herself. Talk about a cherry popping daddy. No, that's not the first time I've said that on the pod, but
won't be the last. If you were alive during the swing era, you are so perplexed by it that it will always be on your subconscious at a moment's notice.
No, well, I generally think that beards for men is a sign of depression. I am usually like, is everything okay? They just grew a beard. Things are looking pretty bleak.
Jon Stewart, David Letterman.
Yep.
Those are the big beard guys.
Jay Leno.
And perhaps Leno.
It takes him 4 years to beard that chin.
James Harden.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Wow, that's one of the few times we've ever agreed.
Stu.
It's all rigged.
Mark.
What? That
every game.
Of the NBA.
Yes.
Is rigged.
Where have you been?
Oh, boy.
It's like WWE. It's all planned.
Oh, yeah. The refs the whole time tell them what to do.
They tell them what to do.
Yeah. And then they exchange money on the court. If you're looking right, if you don't look at the ball like a fool, you look at everyone else. They're exchanging money the whole time.
Watch. I bet you in a couple of years, LeBron is going to be winning an Oscar. I'm not even kidding you. He's been performing.
Yep. Beard, by the way.
Yep. Beard. Because he's depressed. And because he can't wait to get on the big movie stage to win the Oscars.
to get on the big movie stage?
Yeah.
You mean the sound stage, or you mean like the idea of being in movie, like being in that stage of his career?
I mean both, literally.
Okay. My head hurts more than normal listening to this nonsense. We're just trying to get to the bottom of beards, and all of a sudden we're talking about like...
It goes deep.
The only purpose really of a beard is to hide a face that you don't like. A beard is a way to shape your face if you don't like the shape of your face. So if this caller doesn't like the shape of their face, you're shit out of luck if you can't grow a beard. But otherwise, it's mostly a nuisance, I think, to have a beard. It's
the upkeep.
Yeah, yeah, people who grow beards do it out of laziness.
Mm.
Speaking for myself.
And depression, yeah. And... No, but I do like the idea, like, if you don't have a chin, you can create a chin with a beard,
mm-hmm.
which is looks really cool because it's just like you get it real puffy down there.
Sure. Just that little tuft.
Or yeah. prosthetics.
Or, yeah, you could use prosthetics. Too.
Remember when you Georgia, did prosthetics yeah. every single day and it would always be peeling by 4 p.m.? We'd be like, we know that's not your chin.
I swear.
That's not true. That was just growing pains.
Yeah. And he had that fake Adam's apple too. And then he had the elf ears for a while as well.
Yeah. What listeners don't know is that Mark famously has a really weak Adam's apple.
It goes in.
It's an innie. It's an innie.
Unless you get smacked in the back of the head and then it pops out for a little bit.
Yeah. You got the Gaston's Adam's apples.
What does that mean? Gaston.
Yeah, that's the brand because it's Beauty and the Beast. Because don't you guys remember he has a huge Adam's apple?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Gaston? The guy the guy who nobody drinks like Gaston?
Nobody thinks like Gaston.
Nobody has a big sink like Gaston.
Oh, man, that country sink. That country sink. He could host a party in that sink.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Nobody spits like that. In a spitting contest, nobody spits like that.
Well, nobody does like Gaston.
Not like Gaston. Are you kidding?
I don't like a beard, if I'm being honest, because I do think that it's never the bright... It's never the right length, and people that have a too short of a beard end up wrecking your face. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because very prickly.
It's corporate.
Very prickly.
But it is one of those things where after a while, if you've had a beard for a long time, you can't be cutting that thing off just willy-nilly. You need to send an email out.
Right.
You need to trigger let us know. Maybe even a social media announcement, because I can't be seeing you raw dogging it around town all of a sudden. I'm going to be in fucking, like, someone's going to need to take me to the ICU. Like, I'm You're scared. Right.
I cannot believe I'm agreeing with you, but, you know, Gerald grows the two long hairs like a catfish. And I tell you what, when he cut those things, I was shocked. I wish I could say, oh my God, I'll sleep in the she shed tonight.
Yes. Because, I need some time to recover.
Right.
Like, I'm so sorry for whatever my face just did when I saw you, but you just wreaked havoc when I saw that raw dog face.
Oof.
Yeah, that catfish look actually worked for him. That's what was crazy.
It did. He kind of laid it like a baby hair.
Yeah.
He did a little curl on it.
Well, his whole face is covered in that peach fuzz to begin with.
Oh, it's trash.
Yeah, thick yeah. peach fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
Which for late 60s, you'd think you shaving that, I don't know, 4 or 5 times in your life would turn it into real facial hair.
But, no.
But no.
No. It just made 2 long strings and they're not even the same color. Yeah, one's gray and one is ginger. It's a mess.
Ginger.
I don't know what it is about this, but it makes me nauseous.
I think you know what it is.
You know what it is. And yet it makes him way better at sex. When Gerald's got, because it gives you confidence. So to the caller, right. I would say if the beard gives you confidence and you think that'll help you lay that pipe efficiently. Right?
Great. Mm-hmm.
But the caller can't grow a beard anyway. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I guess they could pretend or...
Or locker transplant.
Yeah, you could get one of those.
Bosley.
Head to Turkey.
Head to Turkey. Get your face all put on together.
Yeah. Get get beard plugs.
That would look so good. But I will say also for people with beards, it's a real big responsibility because... I mean, I can't tell you how many times some guy with a beard's gone down on me and it's just been like he had a burrito before.
He had a burrito before.
And everything was on fire. And I had to go to the hospital. Like,
and then too that spicy. Girl again.
Yeah, they were like, oh, she's back again.
Yeah, when John Krasinski's in his tough guy era, he cannot go home to Emily Blunt after a Hot Ones recording.
That's why Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, Trouble
in Paradise.
Now, what's the guy who hosts?
Are they in trouble?
I think so.
Really? John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are in trouble?
So. I mean, I'm not the first one to say it. I do think so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think I said it before you. Yeah,
I think that's right.
Wow. Halpert's looking at the camera like,
doinks.
He's looking at the camera like Andy just punched a hole in the wall after he hit his cell phone in the ceiling. He's like, oh, I better hang up this phone call. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Season,
yeah.
Season yeah. 3.
I told you that Randy and I are going to be Jim and Pam for Halloween, right?
Yeah, you say that every year.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened.
Yeah, but Carissa wants to be Jim. And she, like, we had a huge argument because she got in my face and she was like, you're Pam, you're the coward.
Yeah, he's weak. I'm strong like Jim.
Oh. Well, you do have the hair for Pam.
Hey, thanks.
Just get a little gel in there and scrunch.
Mm-hmm. No, he's going to be Amy Adams on episode.
Yeah, Katie.
Season 2.
Oh, the cheerleader.
Yeah. Stu, do you even watch The Office?
Yeah, I watch The Office. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like you watch The Office.
I, people get mad at me because I'm a huge James Spader fan, so I've only seen that season. No, but
are you?
We got to take another call.
Someone's sick.
Every time we've taken a call this episode, it's because someone's sick.
Someone's sick.
Hey, Randy, Stu, Carissa. What's up, Amber? I've been hanging out with my ex a lot. I still really enjoy our company together. I think I have to suspect that she really likes me, too, because she's driving a half hour through Buffalo winters on bald tires to come see me. But the only thing is we haven't really progressed physically at all because I really like her, and we have not gotten into anything like really physical at all. The only thing she's expressed interest in is kind of a consensual CK play wherein she watches me jack off. Now, I know that's not exactly what I want, but I'm also kind of hoping that if I just dive in and do that, maybe I'll get what I want out of it. Or should I draw the line and say, hey, I am not going to do that unless it's your birthday or Arbor Day, and then just get what I want the rest of the time. Let me know. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Wow.
Poof. I need a White Castle reheat. It's his ex?
It's his ex. They live in the greater Buffalo area. And in the winter, she's driving a half an hour on bald tires through the elements to see this guy. But things haven't gotten physical, right? And the only thing that she's expressed is watching him consensually masturbate in front of her.
Right.
And he's
probably
thinking,
after having a burrito.
Probably.
Probably a salt beef up in Buffalo.
Who among us? And and he's thinking, should I do it? Because it could be a prelude to a kiss.
Not the one where they're going to kiss each other and switch bodies like the Alec Baldwin movie based on the play.
No, not like that. Freaky Friday. No, just a, yeah, this isn't some 13 going
freaky
on 30.
Freaky Friday where the mom and the daughter kiss and then they switch bodies.
Very Freaky Friday.
Very Freaky Friday. The tamest porno title of all. Very Freaky Friday. Oh, okay.
Huh. Okay, press play.
I would say, yeah, maybe it's a prelude to a kiss. Maybe this jump starts like the physical element of you two getting back together. But maybe also she just watches that and she's like, got what I needed. Peace. Never see you again.
You know?
I'm sorry to throw out like maybe the most depressing scenario in this.
So I just,
maybe this is a long con on his ex's part.
I try to find empathy for any point of view, but I cannot see a woman's need being that I'm going to drive a half hour to watch a man masturbate and then leave. It's the most upsetting image to me, visibly.
I love a White Castle reheat from her. I would love to know what's, because to me, if I was her and I'm risking life and limb to get there to watch him jerk it, the thing that would actually make me take it to the next physical level is if he A, replaced my tires, B, threw some chains on that thing, or, you know, bought me a car altogether.
Yeah, like, why isn't he getting in his monster truck and heading there to see her jack off. It's actually like sexism. Like, think about it.
He mentioned Arbor Day. I don't think that he has a huge truck. That's just my take.
The other thing I want to say is,
if you know about Arbor Day, you probably don't have a huge truck.
Probably. You're probably environmentally friendly. That's you don't have some gigantic Tacoma.
Also, the fact that we had to listen to him jack off when he called.
You think that's what that throat clear was? More of a cum?
Yeah.
Oh, really? No, I took that as him being like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually saying this behind the paywall. Oh, I'm clearing my throat.
Carissa thinks everyone's jacking off when they're on the phone with her, though.
You're going to tell me that they're not?
Yeah, watch this. Amber Stu, watch this. Watch this.
Did you just come?
Okay, she's patting his pants like she's checking a diaper for poop.
Oh, gosh, she's sniffing him.
She got her face right down there.
Like, now she's got his legs up and she's pulling his pants.
Hey, whoa. No.
Let's give you a change.
All right, relax.
You're dirty.
Yeah, but... Okay. I mean, I will take a change. Who doesn't want to change?
Oh, no, those got at least three more days in them. You're good.
Stu!
No, Stu!
Stu, no. Bad. Give me that newspaper. I'm rolling it up.
In the corner.
No, that tahini's bad. Come back to the table. So, yes. If his ex is behind the paywall, please, we need your side of the story.
We need a reheat. Yeah.
Or even if she's not behind the paywall, sir, will you be kind enough to give her the number, have her call in, and tell us her side of the story? We want to know. No shame. We just want to know, what's it all about? What's it all about? Is this guy like what kind of hog is this guy hiding that you want to see him crank his jack? Your number one fantasy.
I think it sounds pretty intimate that she wants to see you jerk it. Like, I think obviously it's going to take a while. Like, if you're not that into it, but like, I think you're going to be loving it by the end. Like, it's kinky shit. And she's probably going to want to actually do it full sex with kisses, which seems to be what Randy thinks, that that's all he wants is kisses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, full sex is no kissing. Okay. Okay. Let's have full sex.
Or full English without beans.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think you just need to, she needs to feel like she has some power in the situation, clearly.
Exactly. I think it's a power thing.
I think it's a power thing because she's coming all that way to see you. So she needs to feel like, hey, he's actually putting himself in a vulnerable position for me as well. Because she's almost dying on the drive there every time on these raw dog tires.
Yes.
So
raw dog
tires. jerk your chain for her. You guys will probably end up having sex. Mark my fucking words. Call it up with a reheat. I need to know.
I mean, knowing Buffalo, you're going to get really close to this being an exciting piece of information for you, and then you're going to get some really disappointing news that will leave you depressed for years to come.
It's time to start growing that beard, baby.
Yeah, he's going to go wide right on this crank session.
It's going to be another, what is it, 13-second rule play? What is that?
13-second rule if your dick drops on the ground?
I actually...
You can still get a blowjob if it's only been there for 13 seconds.
You just need to blow on it.
That's a really good read on it, Carissa.
I know,
Amber. I'll attribute it to both of you because I can't attribute a really good take solely to Carissa. But I will say that's that. Yeah, she needs you to be vulnerable.
Well, I mean, I've watched a lot of guys jerk it, and that's usually what it is.
We don't have to. You didn't have to say that.
Oh no, Mark. Mark put a Q-tip in his nose piercing.
Oh, sick. No. Mark.
Just give him the ring back. I don't want to see a Q-tip in there.
Here, put it back in there. Put it back in. I sanitized it.
I like the Q-tip, though.
Oh, sick.
It's unsanitary.
Sick, yeah. You probably shove it in your ear. You're not supposed to do that. Nice. You're not supposed to put a Q-tip anywhere near your ears.
It's actually really bad for you.
Yeah,
you're pushing much better in your nose.
It's terrible for you. It gives you genital cancer.
Bitch.
Oh, genital cancer?
Yeah, you push the wax too far in. Goes straight to your genitals. Gives you cancer.
They linked Q-tip cancer to genital cancer?
Yeah, they did, Stu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reporting for duty.
Don't get condescending. That's my. I get so infuriated. You get kind. Both of you, you get really condescending after you said I've the never dumbest been crap. You've never been condescending.
No.
Oh my God! You go to
teach facts. You choose to listen or not.
You're the first person in hell for denying being condescending.
I have a question. Does the definition of jacking off include, like, you know, other thing, like props?
Like what? Just say it, bitch.
Yeah, don't backdoor your way into this.
Mark going full Bill Clinton talking to Ken Starr here.
I'm just saying, if she brings the chicken cutlets, then it might, like, help.
Yeah.
You know, help the bargain.
Hey, not being judgmental at all. Just seeking clarification. So it sounds like you can't masturbate without chicken cutlets wrapped around your penis is what I'm hearing.
Not wrapped. No. You put them in between the couch cushions.
Yeah. And then you have sex with them.
Yeah. Oh, so is that jacking off?
He calls it his McChicken.
Well, if they're cooked in spice and stuff, you don't want that.
You don't want them cooked. Ew,
gross. You don't want that. Yeah, Mark. Ew,
imagine the texture. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's nasty.
You have to put them in the microwave, get them hot enough, but they're not cooked. They're raw.
Is that how you got salmonella? Be honest, Mark.
And you think that your genital cancer is coming from Q-tips when it comes from when it comes from having sex with salmonella filled chicken cutlets in your couch cushions?
You sound turned on.
Buck cock.
There's nothing that could possibly link that. But do you think, you know, she would want to see that?
Yeah.
Just said? No, I don't. No one wants to see what you just said.
If you call back and give us a reheat on this one, do not tell us if you want to see Mark jerking off using two pieces of chicken.
In his couch.
Urban Outfitters couch.
On our Patreon, I want listeners to know you can find videos of Mark jacking it. I have a whole library there.
Then there's cooking tutorials after. You can use the same chicken
because
it cooks it off.
I made an excellent Parmigiano enchilada.
The Mark Parmigiano.
Mark Parmigiano.
Oh, are you selling those at Twisted Fest?
The Mark Parmigiano? Sure, yeah. There's plenty for every. I have too much inventory.
And these are chicken cutlets that you have had sex with? just for the customers to know.
No, there's a taste test. Oh, I'm doing almost like a Pepsi taste challenge. Yeah.
Can you tell
that I've fucked these chicken cutlets?
I want to promise you, I have tried. You cannot taste the difference. It's so crazy.
I think you'll prefer one over the other.
That's so crazy.
I expected to be like, I would know, and I got it wrong every time.
I'm starting to wonder what Randy's line is with either of these relationships. They're not going to get better.
No, they're not. I know that.
We're just friends, me and Mark. I mean, I fucked Mark like in another lifetime, basically, but
yeah,
we're
one of just toil friends. And blood.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob Dylan. Give me shelter from the storm.
The times have changed.
The times have changed? What are you, Luigi?
The times have changed.
A huge thank you to everyone who left me messages for the recording of this podcast. We got through as many as we could. And I have to thank my guests, my dear friends, the hilarious Mary Sohn, who you can find on Instagram at Merrill Swan, the brilliant Dan Lippert on Instagram at Dan Lippert Cool, the deviously funny Lily Sullivan on social media at LILYYILY, the multi-talented Brett Morris, who can be followed on Instagram at Brett Morris Internet. You can also find Tim Baltz on social media by searching his fucking name.